What's up, guys? Wallow J here, and I'm here with my co-host. He is Razor Ramon's fat retarded cousin,
Razor Ramon,
otherwise known as Miggy. What's up, guys? Brother?
Not much, brother, man. Hold him, take a sip of my drink. God damn it. How's it going, y'all?
Good. How was your Christmas, man?
Oh, I forgot Christmas did happen.
We've been gone for 2 weeks because our last one was on the 18th of December, and with Nathan Levy, and then we took Christmas off because it was Christmas, bro, man. You know,
it's criminal. You know, it was last year.
We could have done it, you know, like maybe on a Thursday, but
it is what it is, man.
It is what it is. But we're back, brand new year, same old shit.
Darn tootin'.
You still got to wear your mask, you know. COVID's still around. However, the flu is completely gone. I don't know if you noticed.
You know, it's like, I already didn't leave the house like that before. So, like, Merry New Year. Merry Krima New Year to you too, Egghead Warrior.
Sorry, Miggy's been drinking a little bit.
Too much Corona. See, this is how you don't get the coronavirus, by the way. Just put this here. You drink one of these bad boys a day, shit's never going to hit you.
That says Corona familiar?
Because my body's familiar with Corona,
the taste.
So I don't catch it.
Happy New Year, guys. So anyway, what are we talking about?
Just what I did on Krima. I did nothing,
bro. Oh, that's right. Nothing?
Nothing.
You didn't get anything special, you know, nothing? No money? You didn't go see family?
Bro, you didn't even Georgia.
Yeah, but did you eat good at least?
Let's see. Nah, dog. Bro, we just did nothing, man. I think, so how about this, right? For me and Carla, it was the first year where I didn't have to work and she wasn't out of country at the same time. So just enjoy each other's presence, really.
Yeah, well, you ignore each other completely while you were on your laptop and she was doing her thing on her iPad, right?
Surprisingly, no.
Also, absolutely noticeable from the show is our producer, Chris.
Brother, he is living a lot, man. He's eating little Smokies right now, packing a fat one in his lip, and drinking some Budweiser.
Yeah, well, he's jet skiing.
Yeah, that.
Man, Florida's bipolar, bro. So last week he was in the 30s, you know, low 20s.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, high, it was 20s. Colder over there.
High 20s. And this morning I woke up and he was 78 degrees. And I'm like,
fuck.
What the fuck, man? I give up with trying to figure out.
Bro, it just stays cold over here. Like, I had to turn on the heater before turning on my computer because it's cold.
Oh, puss. Anyway, I haven't been keeping up too much with the UFC. I know this. I watched the Wonder Boy card. I think it was like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, the 18th.
The 18th. All right, so let me pull that up so we can go quickly through the card, and then we can get into what we really want to discuss, which is the PGF. But I don't remember this fight. Sorry, I don't remember 19th. This fight. I don't remember this fight. I know our girl lost. She'll be back.
Hey, but real quick, throw this out there. She competed at Submission Underground and won.
Yeah. Bro, like, I haven't been keeping up with anything.
Yeah, dude, she had a good fight. She went against Pearl Gonzalez.
Wow, that's
bro,
impressive.
They went against each other. It's pretty cool. Yeah, it was like on Wednesday, I think.
Oh.
Shout out to Chael Sonnen for that. Yep.
Bro, I haven't been keeping up with anything other than the PGF. And
it's coming back soon.
And it's coming back soon. We'll get into it in a minute. But shout out to Jillian, who competed 2 weeks ago. She is a show alum, and she is hot as hell. So, yeah, definitely shout out to her. And shout out to Chris's boy, the Ron Wynn.
That's right. What was up with him and Bisping?
Who?
Duran and Bisping. They had like some Twitter beef. Let me.
Bro.
I got to look this up. Yeah.
Listen, I don't want to say that I had some beef yesterday with somebody on IG, but.
Oh.
I posted something that I thought was funny, and this guy from Canada
got offended
or something, got upset, proceeded to tell me that the only reason why Americans need an AR-15 is because we live in a wasteland and we're all fat, you know.
Okay, they got that part right.
Uneducated and all. I'm like, okay, let's have some fun. So I started going back at him because he was saying that also that half of the country is racist. And I'm like, where the hell are you pulling that stat from? Show me a stat. Never could pull up a stat. And I kept calling him cupcake, pumpkin, sweetheart, you know, bless your heart, you know, stuff like that. And I was just doing it in fun just to piss
him off. Obviously, you're Wallow, you know, that's
the thing. There was a comment that I tried to respond to, but when I went back, he had already deleted all his messages.
Damn.
Because he was talking all kinds of nonsense. Out of his ass. And I'm like, yeah, I was like, dude, you sound pretty American. You know, you're acting like what you say Americans do.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, all right, whatever. So,
dude, I've met a few of my fair share of Canadians living close to the Canadian border. They're not like that.
No.
No, that's exactly. That's how you know he wasn't really Canadian. You know?
But anyway, I digress. Let's move forward. Cejaro Eubanks, I didn't watch the fight. Oh. Anthony Pettis won his last fight in the UFC and immediately dipped.
Yep.
He went and tested the waters and got signed to the PFL. I don't know what the terms of the contract were because I did not, you know, read anything about it. But I'm sure he's pretty lucrative because he's still a name. You know, he's relatively young, even though he's got miles and miles on him.
Well, what's nice about the PFL is they have that tournament format.
Right.
So, I mean, I think it's guaranteed fights at that point.
Well, $1 million, you know, to the winner.
Grand prize, yeah.
Yeah. Going into the main card. What can we say?
Oh,
I was so happy for that. We called it. We called Marcin Tybura. And that, Marlon Moraes and Rob Font, that was impressive.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying, you didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it. I know. That's why I'm like,
Okay. Never mind. Then Michael Lima versus Chaos Williams. I picked Chaos and no, it didn't happen. I also picked Chito Vera. And
nope,
it didn't happen. Now I did have Wonder Boy.
Yeah, but, you did. You're the only one that picked Wonder Boy.
Yeah, yep.
No wonder you're bringing this up, huh?
And then Jose Aldo looked good, bro.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he looked. You're saying, oh yeah, so you didn't watch him?
No, I did. I told you. I'm just like, oh yeah, like tell me, you know, like fill me in, the viewers in on this take.
Never mind.
The only fight I actually did watch was the Marcin one, and then I just fell asleep, man.
Bro, you're like 3 hours behind us.
Bro, I still fall asleep, man. You know?
You lazy ass.
Damn bum. Right. Damn right. You are not wrong.
God damn it, bro. What are you doing with your life?
Trying to study what I was trying to do over break, get ahead. I fucking failed. Yeah. Lately, your boy's been playing a lot of PlayStation 2.
Listen, I've been on vacation and I, you know, wasn't playing too many video games until this week. And this week has been, I go to the gym and I play video games.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
I just want to do something that I normally don't do.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, man. Like, because once school starts up for me Monday, guess what? I'm not playing games anymore, man.
Well, going back to work on Monday myself, so.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Anyway.
Yeah, man. So that's why I do. Like, I can only play games, like, every so often. You know? Because I feel weird. When I'm busy and I have stuff to do, I just, like, I can't. It's weird. I can't give myself to dedicate to playing a game for, like, even 30 minutes.
If I'm busy, a video game is not even a thought.
Exactly, man. So that's why I'm just like, well, crap, you know?
But anyway, fuck video games. Let's move on to what we were going to talk about.
What we have, brother?
PGF Season 2.
Real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you show, or actually, we got to show those jerseys off, man.
Oh,
bro, man. They. Go ahead. Yeah, I got to pull this up. Instagram, right?
Bro, why don't you just go to mopviper.com?
Oh, it's on there.
It should be there. You know what I'm saying?
You know, because I could just do this. All right, let's share that. Gosh darn it.
Oh, snap. He's using one of our pictures.
Oh, yeah?
To promote, yeah, look. Let me show you.
Where are you at, bro?
Hold on, brother. Share screen. No, wait, that's not it. Share screen. Here we go. See that picture right there?
Oh, yeah, man.
That's one of our pictures that we took from the PGF.
Hail Yeah.
I believe it is. Unless it was somebody else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me look up the new PGF stuff.
All right.
Oh, they have the blue and orange. Where's the red and blue?
Yeah. The red and blue. The new one. Check a new arrivals, possibly.
Oh, man. Man, we are so unprepared.
We are so, unprepared. Wait, was it even uploaded to? I thought it was like on social media for some reason.
I saw it on social media too, but it's not on the websites. Oh, that means that they're not up for sale yet.
Yeah. They got to let the athletes get their hands on it first, Wallow.
True. All right. Well, anyway, let's go back to what we were going to talk about. PGF Season 2.
Oh, I finally found it too. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Share it then.
Dude, we got to show this beauty.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Am I sharing? Bam. Yep. Look at that beautiful blue, first of all. Let's appreciate that blue.
That's America blue right there.
And hold on. Look at that red.
That red is fire.
Bruh.
I like it.
Bruh, I'm going to have to, when that stimmy hits, I might have to get one of each. I hope they make one big enough for me. That's all I'm going to say. But
they don't sell Razor Hamon.
Right. Razor Hamon large.
Size, yeah.
RJL. So, I might just buy two and sew them together. There you go. But damn.
Yep. So, right. Those are the new Rashies, and they look great. Whew. So, PGF Season 2, Combine goes down January 23rd. And that's really what we used last time to scout some of the new guys that we didn't know about. And that's what we're going to do with all the guys that we don't know, because brand new season and there's a bunch of new guys that we don't know. But, during the combine, we'll figure out who's got the highest vertical leap. And we're he's going to be good because he can jump.
Yo, here's my thinking. These are big boys. We got to see who's more athletic to kind of get an idea on that cardio. Yep. That's what we really got to look for this time.
So let me share here the screen. Start sharing. Here we go. All right. So there's going to be a total of $10,000 cash in the pot. And the winner of the fantasy league, which is what we do, gets $1,000.
All right. Real quick, I'll throw this out there. If you watch this show and you win the fantasy league, you got to throw some bones our way, man. You need to pay us those beers that Kanan owes the guys.
I know, because, right before they go live, we do our show and we do our picks and we give the reasons as to why we think this person is going to win or not. Mm. We didn't do bad last time. We came in 6 out of 72 teams. So we kind of know what we're talking about. Sometimes. Most of the time.
And now that money's on the line,
sometimes
give some better predictions.
Yeah, we're gonna have to bet not with our hearts.
Exactly. We have to think what's gonna make us $1,000 richer. That's the mentality we're going in with this time.
Well, that's the thing. Normally we bet with our hearts. We got our favorites. We got the guys that we talk to. Those are our homies. And now it's like there's a little bit more of a
You might want to put up this comment that someone just put on here.
What?
Check it out. So, Egghead Warrior claims that he'll be winning the Fantasy League this season for our audio listeners.
Maybe not. I don't think so.
Right? Will there be a fantasy of the Fantasy League? Because I don't know.
Listen, we're coming in hot. We were we took a little stumble at the finish line last season. We were trying to catch up to some people, and that led to some pick that maybe we shouldn't have made. Kanan Brooks obviously was one of those.
Sorry.
Not only does he owe us beer, he didn't get us the points that we needed. So thanks, Kanan. You completely fucked us last year.
Pro tip number one, before we forget, pick whoever Kanan go against if you want points.
Well, that's not true because he won quite a few matches, so
I don't know, man. If he tells you he's gonna get points,
well, that's not a we're not gonna believe him anymore because he promises 13 points and he didn't get a shit. He got a 7. He got a 7, bro.
Single digits.
And no beer when we went up there for the finals. Anyway, enough about Kanan.
Right.
We'll get to him eventually. All right. So the combine kicks off on January 23rd, which is the day after my birthday. And then 2 weeks later, February 5th, week one kicks off. And he goes through February and March, all the way through March 26th. That'll be week 8. And then the finals would be April 9 and 10. Wait, hold on. He's saying April 9 and 10.
Uh-huh. In April.
Hold on. Excuse me. Sorry about that.
You about to pull that calendar, not calculator?
No, I mean, I'm wondering if it's going to be just a one-day event or a two-day event.
I thought BMX would be like a two-day affair.
I don't know. So we got to find out. Anyway, let's move on to the roster. This is the roster of confirmed people, and none of you are being able to see it. You're seeing it because we're showing it to you. Because
we're the plug.
That's right. But if you're not part of BrandonMC.Ninja, you're not going to be able to see this on Facebook. So the current roster has Justin Williams, who's a judo black belt, Grayson Webster, Tang Sudo black belt, Stephen Aiken, which is black belt on their boogie, and he's a former MMA fighter as well. Then you got Kevin Primo, who's amazing, you know. And look, he's also using the same picture.
Uh-huh.
That's my Viper. From Templar Decatur, he's a purple belt, former MMA fighter, and he made it all the way to the quarterfinals. Then you got Jake Elkins, who is a collegiate wrestler, 10 Planet Decatur purple belt, and founding member of Voltron. You're just shaking your head.
I'm trying to, like, what's his Voltron? I know what Voltron is, the real Voltron, right, with the cats. But I'm just like...
It's something that him and Matt do. I don't know the whole backstory to it.
I'm too much of a normie, so I'm over here
Yeah. But I see him all the time going, like, you know, like that.
Yeah.
And it's in Voltron. I don't think they talked about it last time on the pod.
Uh-uh, they didn't.
No, we're going to have to ask him about Voltron. All right. So anyway, he was also there in the four-man tournament to declare the season 2 champion coming in to season 2. He felt a little short to Sam Barbosa, but, you know, look for Jake to be one of those guys that's going to be up there, you know, tapping people and
coming in hungry.
Yeah, and getting to the finals, qualifying for the finals.
Yep.
And then you have unconfirmed, rumored, Elijah Lane Carlton.
Wallow's favorite.
The bad guy. Say hello to the bad guy. So, this is unconfirmed. I don't know what.
How about this? I hope it gets confirmed.
Yeah, right.
You know?
So, anyway, then you got Sam Barbosa from 10 Planet Jacksonville. Then you got Rudicrous Chef Dansby. He's a brown belt from SBG. You got Cole Dobbins, who's a BJJ black belt. Bill Bailey from Triad. He's also a BJJ black belt.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Roth, another Triad
as well.
Right, yep. BJJ. You got Manderson coming back. Manderson's beefing. And he ain't got a cut this time, so... Mm-mm. Look for Manderson.
My man's going to eat pizza on the scale.
That's right. And chicken wings.
And chicken wings.
And, you know, I still want to see him roll in into one of the sessions, you know, into one of the weeks with like a Steve Austin vest.
Right.
A trucker hat drinking a Budweiser, you know. But anyway, Manderson, who he's a judo brown belt, fan favorite. And look. Hey,
strong AF. I love it.
Strong AF. You know what that means, right? Autofocus. Then you got Avon Stapler. He's a 10 Planet blue belt. Not sure which of the schools, but you know,
probably in the mix of Alabama
jiu-jitsu, right? I'm assuming somewhere around the area. Then you got Jay McIntosh. He's also a BJJ black belt.
Yep.
Kurt Hamilton, a collegiate wrestler from 10 Planet Decatur. He's a blue belt as well. Charles Harriet, BJJ black belt. He's pretty well known if you know follow the jiu-jitsu community and all that stuff. So He's a traveler. He's I see him all over the places, you know, so that'll be good. Then you got Micah Miller, ATT black belt, pro MMA fighter. And look,
the big experience.
Big experience, bro.
I love that.
Michael Johnson from SBG Birmingham. Then you have, it doesn't say what he is, like
white belt, blue belt. Dude, if you notice so far, though, it's like a lot of brown and black belts.
Hey, man. If they saw season one, they definitely want to get in it.
Uh-huh.
Because it was something different.
It was,
and,
yep.
And he was great, man.
Bro, it's here's the craziest part that people don't realize, right? This is free competition for them, right? I know, like, at the black belt level, you get to compete for free sometimes.
Yeah.
But at the lower belt level, to get free competition, hop on that.
Well, not only that, I mean, you got the chance. Well, it's not free because I think you gotta buy in into the tournament. But you have.
But you have more than one day of competing then?
Bro, not only that, you could win 10 grand.
Yeah. And not only that, dude, guess what? You get attention drawn to you, which, especially as a lower belt, again, good luck getting that unless you're some freak of nature. You know?
That's the thing. We don't know a lot of these guys
yet.
So, yet. That being the key word. But, you know, like Charles Herriot, you could go online and find all kinds of shit about him. Yep. You know, I'm sure some of these guys also have, you know, stuff online that you can find out. But
here's what's super nice too, right? So, like, you know, like we're talking right now, some of these guys are obviously regional, but guess what? Not after this.
Hold on. I got to come on here. Let's see. With his mega upper belt fantasy is going to be tough. Yep.
Very much.
Definitely will be tough for fantasy.
Yeah. The first few weeks are going to be like a lot of blind shots.
Yep. So, man, it's like the combine only gives you, you know, what type of stuff.
Man.
You know, like jumping and
mobile skills. Isn't it optional too for the combine?
Yeah, the combine.
Oh, we're definitely going to go in blind for the first few weeks, man. That's. Yeah.
But, you know, those that stuff that you do at the combine doesn't tell you how good of a grappler you are.
Well, bro, and that's who shows up, right? Like, some guys are going to be like, I don't need the combine. I want to surprise people.
I think you get, like, 2 extra points.
You do, but for some people, some people are confident, and listen, man.
You're not going to surprise people based off the combine, you know, because.
No, but. Again, guys, man, I just feel like some guys are going to be like, I'm just going to go when I go, and I don't feel like going right now. You know, it's going to be hype, man.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, no worries, but
let me check something real quick. Make sure that we're still freaking live.
Oh, because of getting pulled last week.
Yeah, we had some issues last week. Well, not last week, but yeah, 2 weeks ago. Us.
Last week.
Yeah, we played Nathan Levy's
getting interviewed,
getting his contract and all that shit. After the contender series. And we immediately got yanked.
Pulled, yep.
Not only did we get yanked from Facebook.
YouTube got us too?
YouTube got us too. YouTube took down the video. I'm like, man.
I hope we can get removed, especially like we haven't shown anything.
Anyway, so where were we?
Yep.
Who did we live off?
Michael Jenkins and Chris. So Chris Pressler, I believe, was next.
No, so we stopped at Mike and Miller. Okay,
then sorry.
Michael Johnson from SBG Birmingham. That's a different Mike Johnson because the last Mike Johnson from season one, I believe he was from Valdosta. So it's not the same guy. Then you got Christian Eccles. He's a BJJ brown belt wrestler, MMA fighter. Chris Pressler, 10 Planet blue belt. Doesn't say what's cool. Then you got the NASCAR driver, Trevor Wallace. Sorry. Wrong guy. So Trevor Wallace, he doesn't say he's ranked. He doesn't say he's cool. Then you got Nilo, who's from season one. He's a BJJ brown belt out of Memphis.
Fan favorite, darn tootin'.
We're going to skip this guy because he owes us beer.
He has to pay out still.
Yeah, he owes us beer, and he didn't get us the points that he promised us. So fuck this guy. Moving on. I'm kidding. Kanan Brooks is back.
Not really.
The good thing about Kanan is that he doesn't have to cut any weight.
Well, we don't know how he's been through a corona, you know, through 2020.
We don't know, but I doubt that he'll have to cut.
Anyway. Yeah, he's going to be right at home.
So the other founding member of Voltron, he's a BJJ brown belt, collegiate wrestler, former pro MMA fighter, and season one quarterfinalist, Matt Elkins, still unconfirmed. But we're hoping, man, because
his brother.
Yeah, his brother's in, but Matt, you know, it's unconfirmed at this time. Then you got Caleb McAllister, who made it all the way to the finals. He's a he said black belt. I want to say Roberto Tavern or God. I'm messing it up. You know what?
Yeah, don't even say. Don't mess it up. Yeah,
hold on. Let me see. It's either Roberto Tavern or Pedro Sauer. One of the two. I'm sorry, guys. I'm fucking it up. Anyway, then you got Trent Savage, who's a 10 planet blue belt, and he's part of his description says that he's a scary monster. All right,
Pedro Sauer.
Hey, I knew it was one.
There you go. Hey, good memory.
All right, then you got Arcus Smith. He is a BJJ brown belt, and he's a gym owner. Doesn't say where, but I'm assuming he's from the area. Johnny Buck, he is a 10th Planet Decatur brown belt, collegiate wrestler, and former pro MMA fighter. So I'm assuming he probably still is.
He's a bad person.
And he is a bad person. So that should be a guy that you should be looking out for. Then you got Tom Bernard, who's a purple belt. MMA veteran, season one cruiserweight quarterfinals. So he was part of the four-man group to declare the season two champion in the finals of season one. And that's just the link for the fantasy league. So it's going to be tough. I mean, you still got to have Elijah as one of the favorites. Caleb still one of the favorites in this thing. I mean, I've heard of Stephen Aiken.
Yep.
I heard he's good. So
it's stacked this season.
Kevin Primo, Jacob, man. It's
look, stacked. I just hope that this season we can afford a full roster, man.
What do you mean?
For the fantasy.
Oh, well, man. It's going to be the same way at the beginning, you know, when we had like five guys. Yeah, we could afford
people at the beginning.
And then it went to four, then three, and then, you know, it was what it was. You know, everybody was trying to get points. So it's going to be interesting because that $1,000 sounds really, really good.
Darn right.
Darn right. So I'm looking forward to it, man. I've missed it. You know, we got into a group that every Friday we log in, talk about
it. It was a ritual. Yeah, man. It was so nice.
And then when it ended, it left like a void. I was like,
it felt weird. I've been lost.
Yeah. But we're a little over a month before it kicks up. Yeah,
pretty much. I can't wait for the combine, honestly.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Again, the combine, you know, it shows just your agility, but your agility doesn't represent your jujitsu. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it might show that you're a good athlete, but, you know, what does jumping high have to do with anything?
Hey, same thing like NFL, man. I love watching the combine every year.
But, you know, those are skills that you use. You got to jump to, like, maybe possibly catch the ball. So that's the skill that can be measured. But in jiu-jitsu, I don't know. I don't know how you would have a combine to see how good you are in jiu-jitsu.
Again, with this season, how I'm looking at it is, if you got big boys this season, this is going to be how I'm going to kind of guesstimate how that cardio is going to look, how that explosiveness might look.
You know, how big are they going to be? They're 225 and under.
Hey, but remember, some of these guys are cutting.
Okay, some of them might be cutting, but not all of them might be cutting.
Yeah, but some of them will, man.
Some of them might need to put on some weight to compete with the bigger guys. Although, you know.
That's the thing, too. You can never predict it with this, especially. What's nice is, like, last season, I mean, I know there were a couple guys that would have to cut weight here and there, but, you know, last season, it's a different. Jiu-jitsu changes when you got bigger bodies playing around, man.
Well, you know, not only they're bigger, but they also know what to do. You know, a 225 black belt, most likely crush a 125 black belt.
Yeah. Well, not only that, man, but think about this way too, right? A takedown is a little bit different when you weigh more.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, it's going to be fun. We got wrestlers too this season.
Well, you also
weren't this many wrestlers last time, right?
Well, you have a couple of judo guys.
Yeah.
But what's going to happen with their judo and their wrestler when somebody just sits down?
This is going to be fun to see how they attack that problem.
Elijah is not one to just, you know, stand and try to get a takedown. No, he's going to sit down.
He's going to be smart about it.
Yeah. Why take the risk?
Exactly, man. Dude, it's going to be so much fun.
It's like after a minute, you're going to be on the ground anyway.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah.
So, because I believe
it's especially after, with, was it 6 minute matches, right?
Yes.
With 6 minutes, you don't want to waste 1 minute trying to get someone down.
Well, I heard that the point system was going to change a little bit. Okay. So I haven't seen anything. So I'm curious. So yeah. last season, it was a break, which is, you know, any kind of lock.
Yeah.
You know, would be a fucking 3 points, a field goal.
Yeah.
And then a choke, any kind of choke, would be a kill. And that'd be your 7 points.
7 points.
Touchdown, whatever. Yeah, yep. So I saw something, but I don't know if it's confirmed, but supposedly the breaks are still going to be 3. Kills are going to be 6 unless you're able to get that kill within the first minute. Then you get an extra point to set, you know, to
make nice. Yeah, an extra point attempt. Nice. Yeah, that's pretty good. So,
I don't know. I got to talk to the commish. Commish is pretty busy. So once we talk to the commission and confirm all that, we'll pass it along here. Let's see. 6 points for choke has been floated. Okay. So, yeah, it was floated around. It hasn't been confirmed yet. So once we get confirmation, we'll put it out there for everybody. But, yeah, man, I am totally looking forward to it. Actually, I'm already looking forward to the finals.
Because
I'm going to be there.
Bro, oh, yeah.
Are you going to be there?
I'm hoping to, man.
You're hoping. Bro, look, you already have the day that it's going to be.
Yeah, no, I just got to see what restrictions are like, because if I travel, I can't be home for 2 weeks. Because of Carla, yeah.
God dang it.
Yeah, I know. When I was getting ready for this trip, I got hurt word of that, and I was like, well, that's great.
But you also had something else. You also had, like, schooling, so.
Oh, no, but my school's online 100%. Oh. As long as I don't have a proctored test, which I think that's my spring break.
Well, anyway, if you make it great.
That's a problem later.
If you make it great, if you don't, we're still going to be there. So
hell yeah,
me and Chris are going. So anyway, that was season 2. That was our little, you know, recap or take, whatever you want to call it, on season 2. As the weeks progress, obviously we're going to be talking more and more about it. Hopefully get to have some of the guys on the show as well. So that'll be, you know, fun for us to get to talk to some of those guys. I know we need to have the Elkin Bros back.
Yeah.
You know, but we need to do it like maybe on a Saturday night or something, you know.
Something, yeah.
So we can be completely lit, you know, get some beers, beer it up. They'll have their margaritas. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that was pretty much it. That's all I wanted to talk about today was just the PGF. I didn't have anything else because, again, I haven't been keeping up with anything as far as combat sports. Have you been keeping
up? Because there hasn't really been combat sports since the 18th.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, there's always news.
Yeah, I know. Like,
and I've been speaking of
combat sports news. If I remember correctly, I guess Ben Askren now is fighting one of the Paul brothers.
Who is it? You know,
right? Because it was Bisping at first. That was like the thing. Now Askren is. I don't even know anymore.
I don't know. Who cares?
You know.
After what I saw when you were showing that,
yeah, with Dylan Danis Jake Paul, super fake, right? They did not look like they tried their best with, like, when you're like growing up with your boys, you're like, hey, let's copy this wrestling thing and film it. That's what it looked like.
Hold on, I just got a notification.
Oh snap!
Let's see. Hold on.
We're still up, right? That's not the notification.
No, well, we're still up.
But I'm about to say, I thought it'd be like one of those. You've been pulled. And I was like, for what?
No. No, no, no. I saw the commission's name.
Ooh.
Hold on. Oh, no, never mind. It has nothing to do with us.
Oh.
I thought it was like a message for the podcast. Anyway, season 2 of the PGF. You can catch it on the PGF home on YouTube. It's completely free.
Free 99, best price.
Right. And it is every Friday at 6:30 p.m., the Combine again, January 23rd, and the season kicks off on February 5th. Hopefully, we'll get to have the commish back on so we can talk to him a little bit, you know, before the season starts. If not, you know, we'll catch up with him some other time. But I definitely want to catch up with some of the guys. I still want to get Elijah in, you know, like last time we tried to get him in, he was on the road
because for a seminar, right?
Right. Not only he was teaching a seminar on Sunday, but he was also competing on Saturday.
Oh man.
So yeah. He's pretty busy. I saw a picture of him in Puerto Rico, so I saw him with Craig Jones, which, by the way, fuck Craig Jones. I'm kidding. That's just what
that's the rash a saying.
Is. That's just what he's saying is. That's just what he shows in his rash.
His motto or personal
yeah.
slogan.
Yeah. So relax. We're not. You know, saying fuck that guy.
We're not dissing the Wanda from down under. You know.
Anyway, Miggy, anything else you want to add before we go?
No, man. You know, happy 2021 to everyone.
We just wanted to do a quick one, keep it short, talk about the PGF real quick, and hopefully
we missed y'all so much.
Yeah, we'll have Chris back next week, and hopefully I'm going to see who we can get on from the PGF. I wanted to get at least Matt Anderson in, you know, before the season starts. I know the Elkins Bros, but man, I kind of want to do it like on a Saturday watching fights and talking.
We could try to do a fight thing with them and do a fight companion. It'd be pretty fun. Yeah.
But we're gonna need also Brandon from the Nest podcast, so we could do the.
I could probably set it up.
The dual thing. No, you can't because you don't have access to this.
I have an account for a streamer. We'll figure that out.
Whatever.
That's a later problem. Later problem.
Yeah. Anyway, guys. Thank you. Hold on. We got a comment here. Don't forget to have your blog IDs again.
I think that's one of those Southern traditions that we don't really know about. Cause
I used to like every year, but I don't have nobody right now that's gonna make that. And I'm definitely.
Yeah, I make beans different.
Shit, I'm about to order some food. Actually, I've been saving money by not ordering out.
Yeah, bro, it's amazing, right?
But I think I'm going to order some food today.
New year, new wallow.
Yeah, man, new year. I'm still trying to get under, man. You know, I got down to 219, and then around Christmas, I got back up to 225, and I'm like,
bro, it happens, man. You know, you're good, dog. You good.
I know. I'm going to the gym tomorrow. So.
There you go.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I know that it was a short one today. That, you know, we didn't have a lot prepared. I've been on vacation. I haven't been, you know, keeping up with much stuff. And
plus, nothing's been happening. So,
that's
true. So we're good.
But we still wanted to come in and wish you guys a happy new year. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. And we'll be back next week, hopefully, with some good content.
Hail. Yeah.
Hey, at least some shitty one. At least it'll be content.
Hey, something.
Right? All right. Peace.
Peace.